知行英语。Listen and share.
The pub. 酒吧。The bathroom was at the end of corridor, and I would always feel as if something was walking right behind me. I once saw a tall, dark shadow walk around the corner and into the kitchen, but there was no one there. I started to feel scared to be upstairs on my own. Downstairs in the bar, it had a much more friendly atmosphere, but upstairs felt oppressive and claustrophobic. One night, I woke up to find my sash window open and the tall figure standing on the balcony, looking out across the town, and then jumped up the rooftop. The child I had sensed in such a comforting way now began to scare me too. It was a little girl, and it seemed that with the appearance of this dark man,She became intensely scared. I would see her standing in the doorway, screaming while the black shadow approached behind her. I would hear cries and screams in the dead of the night. My friend ended up pulling down the old fireplace that had been bricked up in the room we shared. That did it, for I sensed something dreadful in the entire pub after he did that. I never worriedOr stay there again.洗手间在走廊的尽头，每次我去那的时候，总有种身后有人跟着的感觉。有一次，我看见一个高大的黑影转过墙角进了厨房，但那儿根本没有人。我开始害怕一个人上楼。楼下酒吧里的气氛相当好，但楼上却让人感到压抑恐惧。一天晚上，我醒来看到推拉窗开着，阳台上有个高高的黑影正看着整个镇子，然后他从屋顶一跃而下。我曾经深感欣慰感觉到的那个小孩也开始让我害怕。那是个小女孩，看起来那个黑影的出现把他吓坏了。我曾看到那个黑影从背后向他走去，他就站在门口尖叫。寂静的夜里，我可以听到哭喊尖叫声。最后，我朋友把我房间里的壁炉给拆了。之后，我开始在整个酒吧都感觉到可怕的东西。从此，我再也没有在那儿工作或是住过了。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The bathroom was at the end of corridor, and I would always feel as if something was walking right behind me.
洗手间在走廊的尽头，每次我去那的时候，总有种身后有人跟着的感觉。
I once saw a tall, dark shadow walk around the corner and into the kitchen, but there was no one there.
有一次，我看见一个高大的黑影转过墙角进了厨房，但那儿根本没有人。
I started to feel scared to be upstairs on my own.
我开始害怕一个人上楼。
Downstairs in the bar, it had a much more friendly atmosphere. But upstairs felt oppressive and claustrophobic.
楼下酒吧里的气氛相当好，但楼上却让人感到压抑恐惧。
One night, I woke up to find my sash window open and the tall figure standing on the balcony, looking out across the town.
一天晚上，我醒来看到推拉窗开着，阳台上有个高高的黑影正看着整个镇子。
And then, jumped up the rooftop.
然后，他从屋顶一跃而下。
the child I had sensed in such a comforting way now began to scare me too.
我曾经深感欣慰感觉到的那个小孩也开始让我害怕。
It was a little girl, and it seemed that with the appearance of this dark man, she became intensely scared.
那是个小女孩，看起来那个黑影的出现把她吓坏了。
I would see her standing in the doorway, screaming while the black shadow approached behind her. I would hear cries and screams in the dead of the night.
我曾看到那个黑影从背后向她走去，她就站在门口尖叫。寂静的夜里，我可以听到哭喊尖叫声。
My friend ended up pulling down the old fireplace that had been bricked up in the room we shared.
最后我朋友把我房间里的壁炉给拆了。
That did it for I sensed something dreadful in the entire pub after he did that. I never worked or stayed there again.
之后我开始在整个酒吧都感觉到可怕的东西。从此我再也没有在那儿工作或是住过。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
At the end of, 在什么什么的尽头。比如说 ,There is a big supermarket at the end of the street.
这条路走到底有一个大超市。
我们这里可以再学习一个 end 的片语。In the end, 意思相当于 finally, at last, 最终。例如All will turn out well in the end.
一切终究都会好起来的。
On my own, on one's own,
独自，靠自己。
相同的意思，我们还可以用 by oneself 来表示。比如说 ,she lives on her own.
她一个人过。
Much,
这里的 much 是用来修饰 more friendly 的。在英文当中形容词有比较级和最高级的形式，
只有一小部分的词语可以修饰这种比较级的形式，包括 a bit, a little, much, far, a lot, a great deal 等等。
比如说 I feel much better now, 我觉得好多了。
After turning on the light, the room becomes a lot brighter.
打开灯以后屋子里亮多了。注意这些词只能用来修饰形容词的比较级，而不能修饰原级。也就是说，我们可以说 much better， 但如果说 much good 就是错的。
Oppressive，
压迫的，压抑的。
比如说 oppressive weather，
郁闷的天气。这个词的动词形式是 oppress， O-P-P-R-E-S-S， 压迫。
Oppress the poor,
压迫穷人。压迫的反义词就是反抗， rebel.
Seem, it seems that,
是一个固定句型。看来，似乎是，好像，表达这样的意思。比如说
,It seems that he likes his new job.
他看起来很喜欢他的新工作。这个句型也可以转换成名词或者代词，加上 seem,再加上动词不定式的句型，其原意不变。比如刚才那句例句，我们就可以这样说
,He seems to like his new job.
End up, 这个词组后面常常接动词的 ing 形式，表示某事以某种方式结束，最后。例如
,We ended up sleeping.
我们最后都睡了。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。